to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be doing a Resto Talk Hour with Melvin Benziquin from Classic Restoration Enterprises, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including a rally TV show that Mel is involved with. But more importantly, we're getting ready to take our vehicles out of winter storage in many areas of the country. So we're going to be talking about how to properly wake up your vehicle to make sure everything is set to go for the spring and summer months ahead. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or emails, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. And we'll throw out a trivia question. Matter of fact, we'll start by throwing out a trivia question. We've been doing this lately here on the broadcast, but why don't we do it right off the bat here? The Cadillac Elante was produced in limited numbers, and its body was produced in another area of the world, not the U.S., and they were flown back to the U.S. in specially equipped Boeing jets. What country? And what car maker? Make it even harder. What country and what car maker? But you can chime in just on the country. Produce the body for the Cadillac Elante, the two-seater Cadillac from the 80s and early 90s. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now it's time for a Resto Talk with Melvin Benziquin, the president, CEO of Classic Restoration Enterprises, just outside of New York City. Hey there, Mel. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My compatriot at Motor Trend, Frank Marcus, is involved with this Robin Hood rally, and I understand that you're involved in it, too.
Yeah, Frank's involved, obviously, as a host and also as responsible for some of the technical aspects of it, but I'm actually involved as a participant.
Wow. So give us a little bit of an idea of the cars and the types of roads and how the rally works.
Well, basically, the rally is they're going to be doing 10 roads in 10 states starting this month in May through November, pretty much on the East Coast other than the last one in November is in Louisiana. And they're trying to mimic the closed public roads of, like, the Nürburgring of Germany, that 18-mile track that's supposedly, you know, I have never been there, but supposedly it's an incredible track with a lot of curves and drop-offs and such. And as far as vehicles, there's approximately, I think, 61 participants, and there is in a wide variety of vehicles, anything from legends, you know, 80 horsepower motorcycle powered cars all the way up to, you know, I think the highest horsepower car I saw was a 600 horse ACR Viper.
Wow. So a little bit of something for everybody. What are you driving?
I'm driving my 03 Corvette Z06, which dynoed at 470 horsepower to the wheels.
Very cool. So this is definitely going to be a fun adventure for you. How is the event scored along the way?
They're going to they have a point scoring system. I'm not sure how the formula is going to work, but they're going to do it with a handicap so that the high horsepower cars can't just, you know, obviously make the 80 horsepower cars or any of the lesser horsepower cars, you know, completely obliterate them. Frank Marcus is in charge of having that formula, and as of yet has not discussed what it is, but they're trying. He claims that the formula will put us within 7% of you know, making everybody equal to do that. But over the 10 events, you're going to be allowed to run 6 times over 2 days per event, and they're going to take your scores based on your timing, and they're going to drop the top, but your lowest 5 out of the 10 events. If you run 10 events, you have to run at least 5. And then whoever has, I guess, the highest score after the waiting is the one who wins the reality TV show contest.
Oh, that sounds great. And is there a grand prize after you win the contest on the reality TV show?
Yeah, they have first through fourth place. First prize is a Ferrari F430.
Ooh.
Second prize, you signing up, Bob?
Sounds good to me.
Second prize is a Porsche Turbo.
Oh.
Third prize is a Corvette Z51.
Oh.
And fourth prize is steak knives.
Wow. Excellent. And is there a website up already that folks can check out, or is it still
in the they have robinhoodrally.com, and they also have a page on Facebook that actually has, between the two, you should be able to get a lot of information and also where they're going to be running in the dates about it.
Excellent. We can kind of monitor what's going on. And knowing Frank, who handles all of the instrumented testing for our of the year events, the truck of the year and SUV of the year and the one I'm mostly involved with, the car of the year, I mean, Frank is a mathematical genius. So where do you see the spreadsheets and everything else? I'm sure he'll have it down to a science, to say the least.
Yeah, he seems to have figured it out, and you know, he's a pretty bright guy. He has a master's in science, and you know, seems to really like what he's doing. So that's a good combination.
Absolutely. So looking forward to getting more reports from you as this goes on. But today, I think this is an excellent topic to be talking about, because lots of folks who are in the Northeast, like you and I, and all of our listeners on our Boston station, AM 1060, the business station, WBIX, or down in Pittsburgh on WPYT, or even in the Midwest, out in Iowa on KXEL, or other areas of the country as well. You know, lots of people put their vehicles away for the winter, and now's the time they start taking them out, and it can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things happen from sitting. A lot of people don't realize that a mechanical device does need to, you know, be moved. It's kind of like, you know, my analogy is if you lay on the couch all weekend, you know, even you start feeling a little creaky getting up. So, you know, you can imagine sitting for, you know, depending on the length of your winter, you know, 4 to 6 months, you know, in a static storage, things do, you know, happen and should be looked at before you actually hit the road.
Absolutely. And, you know, take into consideration all the fluctuations in temperature and everything else. Let's begin by talking about the battery. What are some of the things that folks should do about the electrical system and starting with the battery, Mel?
Well, the first thing they should do is, you know, check the charge level and recharge it. You know, check the water if they don't have a maintenance-free. Use distilled water. Put it on a good slow charge. A lot of people get in a rush to get their car out because they make a last-minute decision, and they'll do a jump start on the vehicle and then figure that, you know, if they take it for a nice ride, that'll charge the battery up. And the alternator or generator, depending on what you have, is very good at charging the battery, but it never gives it a complete charge. And most people don't know automotive batteries, you know, do have memories. And, you know, they also do not like, you know, multiple deep cycle discharges. And, you know, if you give it a good, solid, slow charge, which can be done over the time that, you know, the items we're going to discuss, you know, over an hour and a half, 2 hours of charging, will, you know, give it a very good, sufficient charge. And, you know, the first thing that should be done before you actually hook up the charger is to make sure your battery terminals are clean, because it is very easy for them to corrode. And, you know, you can put the charger on, and it's not going to give it as good of a charge if it's fighting through all the corrosion that sometimes does build up.
Sure. Makes sense. More straight ahead as the Resto Talk Hour continues with Melvin Benziquin right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas. and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. That's one of the nominees, Haggerty, the insurance company, Haggerty.com, HaggertyRadio.com. They've been holding a contest that's been going on to select the greatest car song of all time, kind of taking a page from the basketball March Madness, and it's gotten down to those two. From 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2, Hot Rod Lincoln or 409. And go to Haggerty.com or HaggertyRadio.com to cast your vote. We're with Melvin Benziquin. This is the Classic Resto Hour on Auto World. He heard each and every month. Melvin is president of Classic Restoration Enterprises. He's been telling us about the Robin Hood Rally, and we're kind of getting into the big subject of the day, is getting your vehicle ready to get out on the road if it's been stored for the winter. Spring commissioning tips, and Mel was telling us right off the bat, the battery is very important. And so once again, make sure those terminals are clean and secure, and make sure that you use distilled water if you're using a conventional battery, Mel.
Right, exactly. And you don't want to fill it all the way to the top either before charging, because while you're charging it, it will raise the level and actually cause it to, boil over, so to speak. If you fill it too far, you should go about, 7/8 of the way if you have that type battery. If you have a maintenance-free battery, you should just look at it and make sure there's not any evidence of leakage or anything, that it's not bulging from being frozen or anything like that.
Do you find that in your restoration business that a lot of classic cars, stay true and use the older batteries, or have converted to the more newer maintenance-free batteries?
I find that the people that use their car and actually drive them tend to use the more modern maintenance-free batteries. The people that are, more into the concourse, show quality vehicles, they tend to use the old type.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I felt compelled to mention both, because, it all boils down to the same thing. It's just different application of, whether or not there's water in the battery or not.
Before we talk about other aspects mechanically, I know one of the tips that you recommend is get the junk out of the car and kind of clean it up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's real easy to, put the car away for the winter and, kind of just not even worry about vacuuming it and all that. And then, the dust and everything settles in, and maybe you go to the local car shows where, they dump paper after paper after paper in your car with the windows open, and telling you about more car shows and stuff. And next thing you know, you got a pile of stuff all over the car, and it's a good opportunity to take and clean it up and make the interior nice and fresh and get the carpet cleaned, because a lot of people don't know that like 70% of your smells in your interior come from your carpet. That's where everything falls.
True. And in today's world, with so many people eating in their vehicles, and not to mention, again, here in the Northeast, Dunkin' Donuts and places like that, people drinking coffee, I could see it taking a toll.
Yep, and sometimes, depending on the color of the carpet, you may not even see it. And, next thing you know, your car's not smelling so great anymore.
Let's get back to more of the mechanical side of the fence. How about the cooling system? This is extraordinarily important. What do you recommend in that area?
Well, first of all, you should know when the last time it was flushed. It varies from vehicle to vehicle as far as what the service manual instructions are, as far as a schedule. Sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's 3 years. If you don't drive the car a lot, you should follow the yearly schedule as opposed to the mileage schedule, because time does break down the coolant. If it's been done within the last, couple of years, you should, have it tested. They do sell those little testers that tell you the concentration level of the coolant and how it breaks down in order to make sure that it's actually doing its job, because just checking the level isn't guaranteeing that the coolant is actually able to dissipate the heat that needs to be, taken out of the motor so that it can do its job.
Very true. How about in the areas of oil and filters? What do you recommend? Number one, just simply automatically change the oil?
Yeah, you should automatically change the oil, especially if you have a carbureted car, because a lot of people don't know that when you start a carbureted car, especially one that's not run every day, there is excess fuel that is pumped into the system and washed down into the engine, which ends up in your oil pan, and it can start diluting the viscosity of the oil.
Hmm.
And in extreme circumstances, like if you have a really rich and poor running carburetor, it can actually do what they call a washout of the bearings, which can create a knocking of either the main or the rod bearings. And so it's very important to make sure that the oil and the filter changed religiously, every year, depending on your mileage. But most people, what I'm going to be talking about you know, usually drive to 2,000, 2,500 miles, if that. So, you know, they think, all right, you know, it doesn't need to be done so often. It really is important because even sitting, you know, the oil breaks down. And, you know, it's just a good idea to change the oil religiously before you, you know, start using the car.
Excellent advice. Let's talk about tires again, something quite often neglected. What should we be looking for and doing with the tires, Bill?
Well, you know, depending on how you storage your car, you know, if the car wasn't sitting on jack stands or on some kind of soft parking thing, you need to, you know, be aware that when you start driving it, you know, you're probably going to feel some vibration until the tires get good and warm and round themselves back out because they will flat spot, especially the bias plies. The radial tires will do it too, but to a lesser degree. But before you even get to that point, you should really kind of take the time to inspect all four tires that are on the ground for, you know, uneven wear, whether or not the tread lugs are cupping, you know, and then look at the sidewall and see if there's any evidence of cracking. A lot of people don't know that the recommended shelf life or usage life is determined by the sidewall, not so much the tread, in a car that's not driven a lot. And you need to make sure that, you know, you're not dry rotting your tires, which, you know, once the sidewalls start cracking, you're risking, you know, an impending blowout. And a lot of people don't know also that there is more reinforcement in the tread than there is in the sidewall. So your sidewalls are cracking, you know, there's not a whole lot to hold them back. So, you know, and then also obviously check your air pressure. And then, after you've done all four of those, you really need to check the spare just in case, make sure it does have air because, they typically lose air just sitting, especially in cold temperatures.
And one thing that you recommend I noticed is just simply the age of tires. A lot of times folks don't realize that tires will deteriorate whether they're properly stored or not. Is there a particular number of years you should look at before replacing the tires? When we come back, we'll have Mel answer that question. We'll talk brakes and lights and all kinds of stuff straight ahead right here.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550
or visit ClassicResto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We are live. Thanks for joining us. Little trivia question out there just to entice you to call 800 regular number 259-9231, 800-259-9231. A little mental lapse there as I almost gave the telephone number out to one of my other radio programs. But Matt, my producer, put me on the right course. Thank you, Matt. And the question is about the Elante from Cadillac. It was built in another country, the body that was, flown here to the U.S. in special jets. What country and what body manufacturer made it? 800-259-9231. Melvin Benziquin is with us. It's the classic Resto Hour. And before the break, Mel, I was asking you about tires. Is there a particular time that you should replace your tires? I mean, even if you don't have many miles on them, is there a golden rule to go by?
Most of the manufacturers recommend 5 years from the type of, from the date of manufacture. And that can be a little tricky because sometimes if you buy tires from, you know, some off-beat place, you know, that's selling maybe blends or whatever, your tire could be over a year old before it even makes it to you. So it's important that, you know, you adhere to the five-year rule, even though the tires may look perfectly fine. And I know a lot of people have trouble with that, but, you know, rubber is rubber. And, you know, if it starts, you know, drying out, it's not a good thing.
Absolutely. Let's talk about brakes. This is another area extremely important. What should we be doing, Mel?
You should, you know, before you even start the car, you should get in and see if you even have a pedal. Make sure the brakes feel like they're working, that it's not going to the floor, or that it's, you know, feels a little weird or spongy. You should check the master cylinder fluid level, look at the fluid. I always recommend that the brake system gets flushed every year because, you know, brake fluid attracts moisture. And, again, it depends on the climate of your storage, how that affects it. The colder usually, you know, will inhibit moisture into the system. You know, and moisture will, you know, damage all of your components that the brake fluid, you know, does work against, which is cylinders and calipers and, you know, lines and the master cylinders and such. And then a lot of people also forget about the parking brake. It's important to make sure it works and, you know, that the cables and the guides are lubricated properly.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some convenience items, safety items, things like turn signals and brake lights and wiper blades. What should we be doing in that area, Mel?
You should make sure all your lights work, you know, headlights, high beams, low beams, turn signals, park lamps, running lamps, side markers, dome lamps, courtesy lamps, dash lamps, you know, all that stuff should be working. Your wiper blades. There's nothing worse than turning on your wipers because, you know, maybe you never drive it in the rain and you get it caught one time and you find out the wiper blade is like glued to the windshield and it stays there while the wiper arm goes and makes a really nice groove into your windshield.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have seen that happen, you know, and, you know, plenty of washer solvent. If your car has the, you know, a washer system, make sure that's working, because, you know, in some states, you know, the summer, right in the dead of summer, these bugs will just splat you all over the place. And it's good to have, you know, plenty of washer solvent to make sure that, you know, you can clean it away.
Let's talk about another important item, and that's the suspension. I remember, you know, years ago, seems like people used to do this more than they do today, and that's simply kind of push up and down on all four corners of the car. You don't see too many folks doing that these days, Mel.
Yeah, well, you know, I think cars started getting struts, you know, sometime around the early to mid-80s. More and more cars started going to struts, and they tend to last a lot longer than just the normal oil-filled shock absorber. And then not only that, as shock absorbers have become gas-charged, they tend to last a lot longer also. So, you know, but it's still a good idea, you know, you're talking about pushing up and down on the car a couple times. It's really not that big of a deal. But another good side effect of doing that is also seeing whether or not things are squeaking or you know, any other unusual noises that could indicate, you know, something, you know, has gone awry in your suspension system because, you know, your control arm bushings, you know, there's a lot of, you know, rubber in your leaf springs, coil spring insulators, you know, that kind of stuff that, you know, you can't even see that might start rubbing through because of age or wear. And, you know, a good indication is you know, pushing up and down. And if you hear it, you know, you might be able to isolate the noise and be able to, you know, prevent a problem down the road.
Let's talk about some other very important items that often neglected. I mean, quite often if you own a classic car, sometimes you forget to get your vehicle inspected. You recommend taking a look at that and some other legal items as well.
Right. You know, it's real easy to forget when you had your car inspected, because you just don't drive it that much. So always make sure you get your, you know, safety inspection sticker if your state requires it. The registration is another thing. You know, check and make sure that's still up to date. And, you know, make sure that it's real easy. Like me, sometimes I'll get an insurance card, like in the dead of winter, and I'll just file it away and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then come spring, you know, I'm driving around without an updated insurance card because I completely forgot about it. So you should always make sure those minimum requirements are there, so in case, you know, something does happen where you get pulled over or whatever, that you know, you're not having an added problem simply because you forgot.
Going back under the hood, it's always a good idea to take a look at the condition of stuff like belts and hoses and clamps. What are some of the more obvious things that folks should be looking for?
Well, on your radiator hoses especially, you know, you should look and see if there's any bulges, especially where the clamps go or where they attach to the water pump or to the thermostat housing. You know, that's usually a good indication of a hose starting to fail. See if there's any, you know, evidence. The car sat in one spot and hasn't been moved. See if there's any evidence of any leakage, you know, on either, you know, coming in any of the connection areas from the heater hoses and the radiator hoses and such, to see whether or not there's any dripping or anything like that going on. Look for cracks similar to tires. You know, you want to see if there's any dry rotting. And if you have a car that's like from the 70s and 80s, you really want to check your vacuum lines because some of the GM and Ford cars and, you know, particular have just miles and miles of vacuum lines. And it doesn't take much to upset the whole system if there's a leak in those lines. And, you know, obviously all the clamps should be checked, you know, and make sure, you know, they're tightened. They don't have to be over tightened, but just, you know, a good little twist just to make sure that they are sitting there. You know, this all obviously is important stuff because you don't want, you know, any one of these hoses failing because, you know, within seconds you'll be stuck on the side of the road. Your belt's the same thing. You need to make sure, you know, you push down on the belt that, you know, I think general rule of thumb is like a half inch of play. You know, see if they're dry rotting. You know, you can, you know, look on the underside where they ride on the pulleys and make sure that, you know, there's not any chunks missing if you have one of those tooth belts. If it's a serpentine belt, you know, same thing. You can make sure the ribs are, you know, all there, and make sure also a lot of people don't do is look at your accessories. Make sure the belt is riding properly. Make sure it hasn't flipped over. Make sure, you know, that there's not any excessive rust buildup in where the pulleys haven't turned in a while, that kind of stuff. All that stuff can certainly affect, you know, your summer enjoyment of the vehicle.
And speaking of summer, boy, it's so common for air conditioning not to be working if you put your car away for the winter, especially an older car, and then you've got the R12 problem. Tell us a little bit about the air conditioning side of the fence, Mel.
Right. Well, the first and foremost thing is, as I mentioned earlier, about, well, I guess we'll go after.
Yeah, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this and invite any calls or emails, 800-259-9231, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away. More Resto Talk straight ahead.
Pulled up on the ride.
A day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World Radio Show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're doing a little resto talk as we do each and every month on the broadcast. Melvin Benziquin, President, CEO of Classic Restoration Enterprises, located just outside of New York City, is with us. And Mel, before you answer the question about air conditioning, why don't we make sure and give out your proper website and telephone and all that good stuff.
It's www.classicresto.com, and the phone number is 845-258-2050.
Excellent. Back to getting your classic vehicle ready for the summer months, the spring ahead, taking it out of storage. So air conditioning, Mel, what's the best thing to do? You take it out and it's not working. What should you look at?
Well, first and foremost, you should look at your cooling fins on your condenser. The summer months, there's a lot of debris that gets blown up in there, depending on what part of country you're in, between bugs and hay and whatever else, we've seen stuck into condensers. So, if the condenser can't get any airflow, it can't do its job to let the, air conditioning system cool down. So you should look at that first and foremost. The second thing you should look at is whether or not you actually have any Freon in your system. Usually most automotive air conditioning systems have a sight glass in there, and if you turn the system on with the engine running and you don't see anything in there, there's probably a fairly good chance that it's all leaked out or a majority of it's leaked out. This is at this point is when you should take it to a properly licensed air conditioning repair facility if it requires that in your state, and they'll put up a vacuum pump on it, and the vacuum pump will determine whether or not there's any leaks. If there is leaks, then they'll put in a black dye and put some charge in there just to see with a black light where it's coming from. Once the leak's fixed, I would highly recommend that you get the R134 adapter kit. It's much less expensive than trying to find R12. And getting the R12 is just almost impossible, as it has been banned, I think, probably a good 6, 7, 8 years at least now. So, the only difference that anybody visually can tell with an R134 conversion is the fill adapters are the only thing that really has to be changed, and they are usually identified by red and blue caps. The adapter kits are not all that expensive. They're about $50, and the charge for the 134 itself is generally, depending on, again, what state you're in and whatever the shop may be charging, is between $75 and $125, plus obviously any labor for, repairing your leak.
Makes sense. Let's talk about the engine. If it's not running properly, if it's rough idling or stalling, quite often these things can be traced back to simple stuff.
Right. You know, first and foremost, you know, you need to remember whether or not you put, and this is one of your advertisers I heard, Stable, in your fuel system, because a lot of people don't, you know, think about putting fuel stabilizer in. They just think it's, you know, never goes bad. And a lot of your listeners might be surprised to hear that fuel actually starts breaking down within 30 to 60 days. And, you know, given, you know, you might not have that happen the first year, but, you know, over a period of time of long-term storage, you know, it can develop a varnish coating, which will start, you know, degrading the efficiency of everything between the fuel pump and the filter, the Venturis and the carburetor and that kind of stuff. So you need to make sure that first and foremost that you've got good fuel. Another thing to check is, you know, spark plugs. Pull them out and see if they're oil fouled or, you know, if they're just worn out. You know, dirty air filter, bad ignition wires. You know, another thing people forget about is if your car still has points, you know, they're very easy to burn out, especially if you like to sit there, like leave the key on to do some repairs or listen to the radio or something. Points will, sit there and continue to, be charged while the key's in the on position. And eventually, because they're being charged into one position, they will, burn out and cause, a lot of problems.
Wow.
So these are things that all have to be looked at, you know, to try to pre-diagnose, you know, a rough or stalling engine. Another example would be a sticking choke. A lot of times, you know, the choke will stick, you know, because it hasn't been used in several months. So you need to pull the air cleaner off and make sure everything is working freely.
And, of course, in the area of transmissions, you got to check things out there, both if it's a manual or an automatic.
Right. We've seen examples of where the manual transmission car has been stored in a very high humidity environment, and the clutch disc will actually pretty much weld itself to either the flywheel or the pressure plate.
Wow.
And the car is basically stuck, and sometimes you can get it to unstick. Most of the time you can't. So it's a good idea to make sure the clutch is working, you know, smoothly, whether it has a hydraulic system or a mechanical linkage system. You know, there's really not much else to a manual trans other than, you know, making sure your fluid level is up. Automatics are a little different. I would recommend that, you know, the fluid and the filter gets changed every 2 years. Most of the time, fluid goes bad in an automatic transmission from overheating, which could be related to either, you know, very hard driving, like doing a lot of burnouts or something like that, or, you know, from a radiator breaking down.
Makes a lot of sense. I know that lots of folks probably don't have time to do this, and I know you offer something in your shop called spring commissioning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically all this stuff we've been talking about sounds like a really, really long list, and it's really not. It you know, it might take an hour, hour and a half to do everything. We will, you know, do that for people, plus we have equipment where we can go ahead and address the issues and put cars up on the list and, you know, everything else. But, you know, we typically charge about $250 labor plus, you know, the parts, depending what it needs, to do this. And, you know, it's not big money to have that peace of mind, know that your car is, you know, everything has been checked and, you know, gone through, you know, considering, you know, you want to make sure every time you turn the key that it's not going to leave you stalled, especially if you have your wife or your girlfriend with you, because you know how well that goes over.
All too well. Let's talk about the exhaust system. That's another area that you got to be very careful with.
Yeah, the exhaust system, you know, it's interesting because I just, you know, personally just had an experience. I have an 80 Corvette that sits quite a bit, and, you know, I was cleaning it up actually this weekend. And I noticed that there was a big hole in the exhaust right before it goes to the muffler. And I was like, where the heck did this come from? And I start poking it, and it's, you know, it's obviously very soft. And I drove it today, and sure enough, within an hour, all of a sudden I had a, you know, big noise coming out. And it's not something that I had seen last year. So, you know, sitting for most exhaust systems is really, really bad because, you know, it builds up condensation in there and it will rust itself from the inside out. So it's very important to make sure that, you know, you check your exhaust pipes and your gaskets and your donuts and all that. You know, make sure nothing's leaking because, you know, that is not good stuff for your, you know, livelihood if you, you know, are sitting there idling and this stuff is, you know, coming in. You also need to make sure, that any of the hangers that hold the pipes and such so that nothing's banging around or loose, because that can create its own set of problems.
Absolutely. Other things Mel recommends, lubricate all the weather stripping with a light coating of silicone to keep the rubber supple. And also check out the window operation. That's another thing that's quite often neglected. Lots of folks don't look at that.
Right. You know, it's hidden behind a door panel, and, you know, nobody really thinks about it until it stops working or there's a problem. What a lot of people don't know is that the grease that's used in window regulators actually does harden up and become quite gummy over time. So it's, you know, very easy for it to, you know, become hard and cause it to bind. And, you know, next thing you know, you're breaking a handle or the power window won't go up or, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, it's not really that difficult to remove a door panel and, you know, clean it up and give it a new application of grease.
And another thing that Mel recommends is in the area of looking at the floor and areas for rust. There's no question about it. You got to do that. Well, they're chasing us out the door, but next time you're with us, we'll finish up this list and tackle another topic. He is Melvin Benziquin. Thank you, Mel. He is the man behind Classic Restoration, the Resto Hour here on Auto World. That will do it for this hour of the broadcast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.